Friends, Adam's and Eve's rebellion alienated them from their gracious Creator. The divine image and likeness in which they were created was corrupted. They were driven out of the Garden of Eden. They lost the intimate closeness with the Holy Lord. Still, the loving Almighty Creator preserved them and provided for them. He promised a special seed, a sinless new Adam, who would defeat the evil one and establish redemption and restoration for humanity. As husband and wife, they were to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. In time, our first parents were blessed with two sons, Cain and Abel. When the first, Cain, was born, Eve expressed her joy, saying, "I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord." It seems that Eve assumed that Cain is the promised seed of woman. She obviously did not understand that he and all the offspring descending from her marriage to Adam would not qualify, since they all inherit their sinful souls. This sinfulness was soon expressed by Cain's murder of his brother. We read in the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, "Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, 'I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.' And again, she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen?'" Friends, what a shocking event. The fact that his brother's offering was accepted while his was rejected unleashed his bottled-up anger. His angry face spoke volumes about his self-centeredness and the hardness of his heart. The gracious Lord warned him, saying, "If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it." Friends, instead of honoring the Lord's counsel and heeding the divine warning to exercise control of his intense anger, Cain designed a murderous plan. We read, "Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him." So Cain's murder of his brother was clearly premeditated. This is exactly what the Lord warned him against. Obviously, Cain already had been very jealous and resentful of his younger brother. Yet the whole event reflected much more than hatred towards his brother. It showed a corrupted view of the gracious Lord and a blatantly arrogant disregard for his graciousness. Like his rebellious father Adam, Cain assumed that he could cover up the murder of his brother and even hide it from the Lord God. Friends, Cain's hateful attitude towards his brother was the fruit of a lack of true love to the Lord. For this reason, his offering was not accepted. He presented his offering not with a humble and contrite heart, but with a proud, religious, self-righteousness. That is what human religion is all about. It is about a corrupted view of the true living God and a deceitful view of one's own goodness. Friends, the divine promise of the coming of the victorious new Adam was not to be fulfilled through Cain or through any other sinful offspring of our fallen first parents. The divine Messiah Savior was to be born with a perfectly sinless new soul directly breathed by the Holy Spirit into the womb of a virgin named Mary. Her male child is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. He was to conquer not only sin and the devil, but also the haughty, diabolical spirit of the world, and even death, our frightful and ultimate enemy. The promised seed of woman, of course, is Jesus, the much-waited-for promised Messiah Savior. He alone, in his full divine and human natures, makes known the true living God to our ignorant and confused humanity. Through his perfect earthly life and by his redeeming death and victorious resurrection, as well as by his majestic enthronement, he provides salvation and life eternal to all who cling to him. Hallelujah.